proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Today, I'd like to share with you a Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website at lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. Today, we will do a little word search in the Torah for the word Kohen or priest. The book of Numbers has the second highest occurrence of the word for priest at 74 hits. Leviticus holds the record with 195 occurrences. The total in the Tanakh is 442. The Kohen were the males from the tribe of Levi. God had told the children of Israel that the firstborn son of each family was his since he had spared the firstborn in the Passover. However, instead of taking the firstborn of each family, God took the entire tribe of Levi and gave them to Aaron to serve as priests. In the book of Numbers chapter 4, God gives the duties of each of the three families of the Levites, Kohath, Gershon, and Merari. The word service is from the Hebrew word avodat, and is paired with the word burden or burdens 8 times. The English word burden is translated from the Hebrew word masa. Now, interestingly enough, masa is derived from the Hebrew word nasa. This word is a primary root and has many meanings, the most common being to lift. Since the Hebrew word nasa means to lift, the word masa means burden, and I can see how they are closely linked in as lifting burdens. The continued pairing of the service and burden in Numbers chapter 4 concerning the priest caused me to see a burden in a new light. We often think of a burden as something negative in our life, something to be avoided, and we pray for God to remove them. However, a careful reading of Numbers 4 reveals that the service of the priests began when God gave them their special burden. Numbers chapter 4 details God's method of transporting the tabernacle. Aaron and his sons were the first to go in and cover all the tabernacle furniture with blue or purple cloths. The sons of Kohath were given the service of carrying or lifting the Ark of the Covenant, the table of showbread, the golden menorah, and the instruments that were used with it, the golden altar and also its instruments. The sons of Gershon were given the task of lifting and moving all the curtains of the tabernacle. And finally, the sons of Merari were to lift and move the outer portion of the tabernacle. In Numbers chapter 7, we learn that Moses gave 2 wagons to the sons of Gershon and 4 wagons to the sons of Merari according to their service, or could say their burden. Since they were transporting a huge amount of goods, they were given wagons to help in the work. However, God said clearly in verse 9, "But unto the sons of Kohath he gave none, no wagons, because the service of the sanctuary belonging unto them was that they should bear upon their shoulders." Because God chose the sons of Kohath to bear the actual furniture of the tabernacle, each piece had to be borne between 4 men using staves. They could not use wagons, and this reminds us of when King David incorrectly transported the Ark of the Covenant in a wagon and resulted in Uzzah's death for touching the Ark. All the Levites were priests, but all did not have the same service, work, or calling, or burden. Aaron appointed them their task. God did not give them any help to the Kohathites in the form of wagons to bear their burden. However, I am sure God gave them strong shoulders. The objects they bore were too holy in God's eyes to be placed on mere wagons pulled by animals. All the Kohanim, or the priests in Leviticus and Numbers, had burdens as a part of their service to God. A priest without a burden was useless. So, what is your burden? Do you think of it as something to get rid of? God thinks of it as a special gift of service to you. Is it very heavy? Do you wonder why God does not give you help like he does others? Maybe your burden is such that it must be borne upon your shoulders. If God does not give you special assistance to help with your burden, like a wagon, then he will give you strong shoulders. We must trust his wisdom for the burden and service that he gives us, and he has given our burden as a perfect fit for our life. This has been another Hebrew Nugget. You can listen to this program or any of our other archive programs at our website at ibjm.org. So with that, remember to pray for the ministry of IBJM, and as always, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go to our website at ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.